Spiritus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 7, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God here. Alora's sleeping. She has been doing a lot the last couple of days with Demetrius going back and forth to the hospital for his neck treatments. The poor girl is worn out, and it's understandable. But she left a question here. God, why do Demetrius and others that work for you have so many physical problems? It's seen throughout the Bible that many people that work for you were very much impaired, and people think this is a sign of weakness. Can you explain this to people? It's very simple, really, Alora. Those that serve me are willing to give everything they have. They hold nothing back. Some of them literally will work until they drop. They give me every bit of their life energy. They give me every bit of their power. Their full purpose is to serve me, and they don't care what happens to them. If they falter along the way and get sick once in a while, if they drain themselves out doing my work, to them, that is a glorification of their work, that they are doing so much, that they're wearing themselves out for God. And this is true worship, Alora. This is true giving of yourself for something else. They're willing to give everything they've got. So, of course, once in a while, they get worn out, they get tired, they get sick, because they're giving 100% for me every single day. And the people that pretend to worship me don't. You'll see them laying around and moaning and groaning when they don't feel good and giving up. Those that truly work for me, no matter what adversity comes against them, they work right through it because they know they have my power. That's why people working for me get sick, Laura. That's why they get worn out, because they're giving me everything they have. We'll be back after the break. Speaker Gerald Pauly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before. We're back. Here's a question Linda's had in storage for quite a while. God, if it takes 10 souls to start life on a new world, how can we make colonies? How can we go out to an empty world and take life there? Where are the 10 souls going to come from to make the soul of that world? This is a rather easy one to answer, Alora. There are hundreds of souls among the Haitians and among the Havens and among the Peepians that are right on the edge of ultimacy. The only thing that is holding them here is that they want to save their children here on Earth. Otherwise than that, they would have been ultimates ages ago. So, when the time comes, when we start sending our colonies out into space, 10 of these souls will go with each party, and they will become the life energy of that colony. They will become the soul of that world. Also, some humans might come along. There's quite a few humans right on the edge of ultimacy that could easily join them. It's going to be far easier for them, Alora, because they'll have a free ride. They won't have to project themselves out to a new world. Their people will take them to a new world. Demetrius believes this is how the Havens and the Haitians were able to colonize worlds when we had the empire. So it's no great problem, Alora. There's plenty of souls there, and we have many friends out there among the extraterrestrials that they would donate ultimates. So we could get quite a diversity. We could get more than we need to begin new worlds. That's how it would work, Alora. We've got plenty of souls ready to be ultimates. We'll be back again.